Greetings Auroville and the world. Today is Thursday, 24th of January. Hazy sunshine here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius, and the day ahead of us will be in times of clouds and sun and increasing cloudiness later. Temperatures from low 22 to high 29 degrees Celsius. Another weekend ahead with us with many cultural events and celebrating Independence Day of India. So for that occasion, at Sweden World Studio Cafe, organized on Saturday 26th, starting at 7 p.m, Free Republic, a journey through instruments, voices and electronics. Many will be participating: Sukanya, Marco, Varun, Margarita, Santi, Pranit, Simon, Ivan, Juan, Nina, Louis, and everybody is welcome to join in. And we will hear many different instruments, and afterward micro music players 60s, 70s and 80s. And on Sunday, 27th of January at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, Jazz Cafe present music from Aurovillians and friends in collaboration with the Potter's Market. Today at 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan Sangam Hall, slideshow watercolor painting inspired by Book 1, Canto 2 of Sri Aurobindo Savitri, The Issue, by painter Agni. Giovanni Tonino of the group Germoglio of Modena, who was exploring Sri Aurobindo's epics through painting for more than 20 years. On Friday 25th at 4:30 p.m. at Bhumika Hall, video presentation of Word of Unity, a photo exhibition which is on display at Kalakendra until end of the month, and it's presented in collaboration with Bharat Nivas and Brotherhood Pavilion. On Saturday 26th at 4 p.m. at Centre d'Art in Citadines, you are invited to inauguration of painting exhibition White Night by V5 Painters. It will be on view until 16th of February. And on Saturday 26th at 4:15 at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Social Entrepreneurship Association warmly invites you to a special screening of Gift by Robin McKnight. It's a creative documentary chronicling gift-based cultures around the world and challenging the logic of global capitalism. If technology permits, you might also experience interaction over the Skype with the filmmaker. On Sunday 27th from 4 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture concerning the European cluster. And on Monday 28th at 3 p.m. at International Space and Bhumika Hall, the International Zone Coordination Team invites you for the annual sharing with latest developments and future plans. So the group will welcome the new International Space, which is the former White Hall in Bharat Nivas, and it's now International Zone Coordination Team Office and Exhibition Hall. And at 4 p.m. at Bhumika Hall, annual International Zone updates with B, Luigi and Tapas and development plan with Professor Andresa Camarata, followed by open discussion and presentation by Africa, Northeast Asia, Brotherhood, European House, and open for discussion. On Monday 28th at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Theatre, Edan Chavadi Road, it will be performance called Churning Waters. And by Richa and Rivu, a tribute to the soil hands and feet, a video art installation by Auroville Timelines for Journey of Auroville in Dakshina Chitra Gallery at ECR, ahead of Mahabalipuram. And it's on display until 15th of February. And from announcement, we also see that Auroville Bakery and Cafe will be open on Saturday 26th for the Republic Day, and also Naturalman will be open. Yet some services might be closed for that day, and the all wishes us Happy Republic Day. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, we read: our whole being, soul, mind, sense, heart, will, life, body, must consecrate all its energies so entirely and in such a way that it shall become a fit vehicle for the divine. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on Auroville Radio.org.